Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Wrestle Ramble is sponsored by Wrestling Arcade's Kickstarter project, Pro Wrestling's Greatest Moments, a pixelated guide. Wrestling Arcade is a fantastic Twitter account, which I've been a fan of for years, that recreates classic wrestling moments in glorious 16-bit graphics like the Super Nintendo and Mega Drive, or the Sega Genesis for our American friends. You know, the golden age of video games. You may even recognize Wrestling Arcade's work from the intro of Being the Elite, and now Wrestling Arcade have launched a Kickstarter for a coffee table book version of their work, which will cover classic moments from WWE, WCW, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, New Japan, NXT, AEW, and more. The book will contain nearly 400 pages of moments hand-created in pixelated goodness. The book has already had support from the likes of Sasha Banks, Zack Ryder, Joey Janela, and Kenny Omega, so why not show your support too? Head on over to WrestlingArcade.com for more information. You can support Pro Wrestling's Greatest Moments, a pixelated guide, from as little as $6. So support Wrestle Talk and support Wrestling Arcade. That's WrestlingArcade.com for more information.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
It's Kyle O'Reilly.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I'm Rocky Asuka Romero.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk, home of Lou Gowen.
Support WrestleTalk.
Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Lou Gowen is, quote the Raven, nevermore.
Support WrestleTalk, do it, bro.
But you really should support WrestleTalk and you should follow them and subscribe right now.
Ollie told me to say this, so I guess it's okay.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support Wrestle Talk.
Make sure you watch and listen to Wrestle Talk.
Or better yet, take just a moment, stop what you're doing, and bask in their glory.
Do us all a favor and subscribe.
Congratulations, you got here. Now subscribe and support. Thanks.
AEW. AEW.
AEW!
It's a major AEW TV details have been revealed by Brandi Rhodes, of all people, who just tweeted a while ago, "I watched Us today on my flight and I was blown away. So good. If you've seen it, what did you make of the ending?"
Oh, she's talking about the movie Us.
Oh, that's the wrong tweet. Ha ha. The actual tweet is a link to a trailer that is her introducing the start of it. And then it is this gorgeous thing back here of summing up AEW as a promotion. And at the end of it, it says coming to TNT. And crucially, the big announcement, it's going to be on Wednesdays, which was heavily speculated and reported, but it was either Wednesdays or Tuesdays.
Meltzer was saying that it's going to be Wednesdays.
Yeah, the reason being, because I guess Tuesdays would be the natural fit because SmackDown's on Tuesdays at the moment, but then it's moving to Fox on Fridays. There's an idea that AEW could just supplant the habit of SmackDown viewers. But Wednesday's the night it's going to be because TNT has basketball sometimes on those nights, so it makes more sense to have it on the Wednesdays. And it's going to start, as we all guessed, also on the 2nd of October. That was the other thing confirmed by this trailer.
Yes, which is the same week that SmackDown moves to Fox.
Yeah, so it's all the elements are in place. It's nothing groundbreaking. We've all kind of figured this out already.
No, it's major. The thumbnail says it's major.
Oh, yes. Well, I thought that was that Brandy had watched Us.
And it's such a good film.
It is a good movie,
it's my
man.
Favourite film of 2019.
I mean, should we just talk about that now rather than...
Oh, that's the Screenstalker, mate.
That's a good point. Go over and watch stuff on Screenstalker. So they've accompanied this trailer with also a statement, just like they did with the initial TNT network announcement. They, again, are still calling this two-hour weekly matches.
Yes.
This is still not a show in the world of wrestling PR.
Well, the trailer says it's a new league.
Mm.
It doesn't say it's a new wrestling show. It says it's a new league.
And we said this before, that makes total sense. If you're approaching wrestling as a sport, you don't turn on the NBA to watch the NBA show. That's like a roundup of all the other things that have happened. You turn on to watch a match. So I guess these two-hour weekly matches, that's AEW, obviously. It's going to run from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be in different cities. This is something that Tony Khan, the president, has also already said. Starting in Washington, D.C.'s Capital One Arena.
Where WWE have run shows from before when they're in Washington. I think SmackDown 1000 was from the Capital One Arena. I think it was.
Daniel Bryan country.
Daniel Bryan's AEW confirmed.
I think it pretty much confirms it, Luke.
Well, it's about time.
And also the ticket pricing and sale date for that first TV taping.
So quickly.
Yeah. Is going to be announced on Monday.
Yeah, if All Out's anything to go by and Double or Nothing's anything to go by, that's going to sell out very quickly.
Yeah, so
that'll be a travelling crowd because it's the first TV show. So there will be a big, big like travelling crowd for that.
It'll effectively be a pay-per-view.
Oh yeah, and that's not going to be like always the case. They're not going to always sell out every show. I mean, they might do, but they're not always going to sell out every show. But this first show is certainly going to sell out.
Now, what I'm hearing is that Luke is saying every single AEW TV show will sell out.
You're such an AEW mark. Why do you hate WWE so much?
It's because AEW pay us to say these. Anyway, Brandi Rhodes actually tweeted... Because we were... Andy, who's just sitting off camera. By the way, we're not doing any super chats if you are pledging. Should have said that at the start, I'm afraid. Yeah. But maybe we'll get to them tomorrow.
We'll
in
save
NXT.
Them and we'll do them in the NXT ramble.
Brandi Rhodes tweeted at 5 p.m. to announce this. And everyone's like, well, we had the AEW Twitter account open. We had Cody's, Kenny's. Because we know there was an announcement today. We didn't know when. We didn't know where it was going to come from.
All of the AEW talent have been guiding us to AEW on TNT's Twitter account and Instagram because that's where the announcement is going to be made. They were very clear an announcement is going to be made on this channel. So that's I just walked into the office because I just loaded the SmackDown Ramble podcast. I sat down. First thing I see is Brandi Rhodes coming onto my Twitter feed because I follow her on Twitter. And it was like, here's the trailer. And I was like, oh, they've just released the trailer then. And he went, what?
Yeah.
I can't see a trailer. Where's the trailer? And again, Randy's not on mic. That's me doing an impersonation.
So it seems because it was dead on 5 o'clock, it's like, okay, that was a scheduled tweet. And then the official AEW on TNT account tweets it four minutes later. Cody's 1 minute after that. So, you know, if they're anything like us, someone's made a mistake and then everyone else has gone,
we all need to do it now.
But I guess because Brandi Rhodes has a little introduction bumper to the trailer, maybe that always was the plan.
Maybe it was always the plan because, she sat there with a dog of some sort and says, here is the trailer. We're really excited to show you this trailer. And actually, AEW on TNT's Twitter account just has like a little GIF that says, this is the launch date. Brandi actually posted up the trailer that's showing on the TV behind us, which has got like all the big video packages and all of the comments and the pit harder and fly higher and all this sort
pit
of
harder,
stuff.
Yeah.
Pit harder, yeah.
Breaking the boundaries. So let's go through a few of the things from the actual trailer itself. I think it does a really good job of setting the scene, making you excited.
It's a trailer that when it finished, my first thought was, I'm going to send this to my sister-in-law's boyfriends. And I'm going to send it to my other friend because they're both lapsed wrestling fans. And I was curious because those are the two people that have been asking me. They've been the most curious about AEW since Double or Nothing and the sort of the TV announcement. When I've seen them, they've said like, What's going on with this? Because I've heard Chris Jericho's there. They're Laps fans. Obviously, that's the name they're going to like attach onto. So I'm going to send them this trailer and kind of see what they think. I'm actually quite curious to see what two lapsed wrestling fans would make of it.
And Tony Khan would be quite curious about that, because that's really what this is all banking on.
Yeah.
Wrestling viewership...
I'll message him because he's paying me directly.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. In the United States is on the decline. So to look at all those figures and think... You know, he's a stats guy. To look at those figures... That's not what you launch a wrestling product off of, declining viewership over a 10-year period.
Yeah.
He's launching it because he thinks there's another group of statistics out there that have left wrestling but aren't enamored by any major products at the moment, so he has created AEW. He's actually described as the founder in the press release, whereas Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks and all that are sort of just described as co-executive vice presidents. So that's interesting. I hadn't seen that before. But the trailer itself is built around your Chris Jericho and John Moxley, I would say. And those are, I guess, appealing to that.
I'd say Omega and the Bucks get like a big showing there. Actually, I think that's the thing. I think it highlights everyone in the company. Like, actually, Moxley doesn't show up for quite a while in the trailer. It's all built around like Daniels and Nyla Rose and sort of all of these names that AEW are also pushing alongside your established names.
Yeah, and also the Young Bucks, because the Young Bucks are going to be unfamiliar names to the large majority of the fans that AEW want to attract in to watch their show. And I thought they did a really good job at making the Young Bucks look cool.
Yeah, yeah,
really. There's a shot of Kenny Omega where he's training and he's in out in his front yard and he's hitting a tire with a sledgehammer.
All from the build-up to Double or Nothing. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Young Bucks where they're in a little photo shoot and they do a slow-mo super kick to the camera. They do these flips. They're doing the announcement on the AEW podium. And you've got these voiceovers from other people saying they're the best tag team in the world.
There's a moment just before that which I absolutely loved, which is, I'm not sure who is saying it, but like they are the best big man wrestler, big match wrestler in the world. Probably talking about Kenny Omega, but the shots actually show Moxley, Omega, Jericho, and Hangman, which kind of like tells you those are your top four guys, and that's your main event.
The press release supports that because it says the show will be headlined by Cody and Brandi Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, Chris Jericho, and John Moxley.
Yeah.
So like you've got Page in that mix. All those other guys, I would say, yeah. They're big stars. Obviously, Jericho and Moxley have the pre-existing WWE fan base. Young Bucks, Omega and Cody, huge. But Hangman Page, he's like the guy they're trying to Trojan horse in there.
Yeah, totally.
Who we know is absolutely fantastic, but doesn't have that name recognition to the mainstream yet. And then beneath that, they've got, it will also feature, and it's interesting who they cherry-pick to have in this section. Nyla Rose, of course. A transgender wrestler, which is, you know, that's
awesome.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
Speaking of awesome, Awesome Kong.
That's so good. Because we thought that Double or Nothing appearance might be a one-off, and then she was at Fight for the Fallen, and you're like, oh, okay, so maybe she's going to be a second. But no, like she's listed here as sort of like a headliner.
And she's in the trailer a fair bit. Yeah. They even take Brandy's line in full. This match is going to be awesome, which foreshadowed Awesome Kong coming out. Dustin Rhodes is the other name in there, of course.
Which, again, we thought was going to be a one-off thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jungle Boy.
Yes, Jungle Boy getting a shout-out.
And I think they know that he's going to be a huge hit with teenagers because he is younger, he's got that look. Mm-hmm. Dave Meltzer always goes on about this Von Erich appeal that he has. Mm. And the Von Erichs were hugely popular and made so much money because they drew teenage girls.
They were sexy boys.
Yeah, and like we don't really have a North American star who draws loads of teenage girls. But in Japan, say, like, you always hear those high-pitched screams coming from that fan base. So that's, again, maybe Tony Khan's thinking that's a huge area of the market we're not tapping into. Dr. Britt Baker, which unfortunately just sounds like a fake wrestling name, but she is a legit doctor. She's a dentist.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's another person who's hugely marketable because she's a dentist by day, a wrestler by night. It sounds like a crap gimmick wrestling submission.
Well, it's Isaac Yankum.
MJF, of course, huge upside to MJF. And SCU.
Yeah, SoCal Uncensored. Uh-huh. Getting a shout out there. And they call it Real Sports Analytics is going to be on the show, announcing Jim Ross is going to be a commentator. I think there's some really, like, it's kind of the same sort of like language we heard in the press release they did for TNT when they did that announcement way back when. But it's really, I really like the way they're kind of phrasing these things.
Well, I don't know if I like this bit. Maybe I do.
I mean, you've cherry-picked the best lines. I've not read it in full.
Yeah, well, there's one whole paragraph that's devoted to Tony Khan's love of numbers.
Can you read it in a Tony Khan voice then?
And you can hear Tony Khan at the start of the trailer as well, talking about how it's all come together. But he's never addressed as Tony Khan. It's just a disembodied voice, which, you know, hopefully means he's not going to be an on-screen character, as he's said in interviews. But, you know, it just goes through introducing the statistics to wrestling for the first time ever. AEW will raise the stakes for its matches. Stakes is something very important to their vision. And deepen fan engagement by tracking each competitor's wins and losses as wrestlers pursue championships.
Love it,
yes. This is geared towards our style of fandom.
Yeah.
A very adult style of fandom. And then this is the line. Their moves and damage to their opponents will also be analysed.
I don't mind that.
I know. I don't mind it either. I just hear damage to the opponents and I think, oh, so we're playing video games?
That's a Kenny Omega line in there.
Yeah.
How much HP do I have?
The damage to their opponents will also be analysed on air to provide insights into their winning streaks.
Oh, no, yeah, that's quite flowery, but I like that a lot. The trailer, finishing up on that trailer, I did think it was a really, really cool trailer. If the only thing that I would criticise about the trailer, considering what AEW have been pushing as well...
is the aspect ratio.
Love you made for Twitter, this isn't it, the portrait. But it's... they have that bit where they're like, he's the best big match wrestler in the world, and kind of, you know, highlighting Hangman Page, Kenny Omega, Jericho and Moxley. And then you've got the Young Bucks saying, we're going to build the best tag team division in the world. There wasn't a dedicated segment for the women's wrestlers there. You had Kylie Rae saying, I'm not your typical female wrestler. But that was really about it. And considering how much AEW have been pushing, they're going to be really focusing on their women's division. It's been Brandy's whole thing since day one. I'm kind of surprised there wasn't a big part of that in the trailer. You know, or not even a big part, but the same amount of time that the main men's main event and the tag team division got.
Yeah, I agree with you, I guess. I think they've been blindsided a bit by how WWE have just snapped up all the
just
female talent.
Up.
Yeah. So I think, although like the Japanese, they've only really got loads of really great Japanese female wrestlers.
The Joshi girls,
Joshi girls, who are absolutely amazing. And actually one of my favourite things about AEW. So, but you've got Britt Baker, Nyla Rose...
Kylie Rae.
Those are your only sort of women's division from North America. So to get over... I mean, unfortunately, it's the way to appeal to the mainstream in a country. You have to use stars from that country.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, I mean, they don't really have a fully fleshed out women's division.
They've got
compared
Ali.
To the others.
Yeah,
I guess so. I hope and I believe that won't be the case with the weekly TV.
No, but I also wonder as well, because the start of the TV show is going to be quite, I'd imagine, quite heavily focused on the tag team division because they're going to be crowning the tag team champions, that maybe sort of like the next step on from that is introducing the women's belt, and then the women's division will become the focus for the next season, if you will, of AEW, and then we can, you know, introduce it a bit more then.
There's just one more part that is absolutely nothing, but I just want to point it out before we get out of here. There is one shot in this trailer of a non-contracted AEW talent.
I'm surprised you didn't go with this as the headline, really, to try and get them clicks in.
New Japan star defects!
To set the scene as well, when I sat down, because I was making the thumbnail, and I'd watched the first half of the trailer, and then I had to come and set up the live stream and everything like that. And then you watch the trailer, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe there's a photo. Or there's Kota Ibushi is in the trailer. And I was like, what? Kota Ibushi's in the trailer? And you were like, yeah, he is. And then we sat down, and it's just a photo of them standing, like, and it's Cody, the Young Bucks, and Kota Ibushi there. And I'm like, oh, is that it? It's just a photo of them getting ready for a show that was likely... All In.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just that was that photo that was one. Just on screen there. It was just before All In.
Yeah, it's quite a famous one. It's gone round. It's just all the mates. It's a lovely time with the boys.
It's a lovely time with the boys.
But Kota is there.
He wasn't cropped out.
They didn't crop him out. They could have easily adjusted the image to the left of it, so he isn't in there.
So what you're saying is huge New Japan star defects to AEW confirmed.
And did you see all the CM Punk teasers? Anyway, very excited about it. I just think it is weird that Ibushi is in the trailer. I don't know if it's Kenny going, hey, buddy, You see,
you're Kota's signed with New Japan now. I think he's staying around.
Where he's like, hey, buddy, talk to your bosses.
Yeah.
Meltzer did say that, you know, it's thawing a bit, the tension between the two promotions.
Is it really?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.